Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zinke, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding the chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show with your girl, Choc Mommy. Tonight is Turning Up Tuesdays, and we are going to turn it up. I got a lot of new music. Topic tonight is why men can't commit. Got new Black Girly Curve going on, and it is crazy. Motherfuckers have been hitting me up like, oh my God, like, I don't know. It's been crazy on this damn BlackBerry shit. So what I want to do is bring in my co-host, because she's early tonight, so I can ask her about her experience with BlackBerry Messenger. Then we got like a whole lot of shit to do. Hold your horses, Dawn. She early tonight. Here she go.
Hello.
I sound like you gargling.
I'm what?
Sound like you're underwater.
I'm in the tub.
Oh, God. Let me find out you in the... Okay, she is in the tub. Let me find out you playing with your pussy again while we're on the air. I swear.
I am not.
Oh, you sure?
I'm very sure.
Because I hear water going back and forth.
You hear water because when I'm running my bath water. I don't feel like doing that. I don't have a migraine right now. I'm not doing any of that.
Okay, good. So, you know, if you was on cam, I would be like a buster, put your hands where my eyes can see. Because, you know, yeah.
Don't make me laugh.
Oh,
I have been a fan on BlackBerry, courtesy of Talk Mommy. I have been a fan on BlackBerry with 1,000,001 people, you know, and I get all these random pictures from these guys that want to send me pictures of their little wee-wees and stuff like that, and they're like, well, you're affiliated with Talk Mommy, so you should like that. I'm like, you need to know. If you listen to the show, you'll know that there's a difference. Chalk Mommy is Chalk Mommy, and Prince Renee is the brat. That's right, darn. Speaking of the devil, here she is.
Okay,
Prince Renee is the brat. So please clarify for all of these people the difference between Prince Renee and Chalk Mommy.
Okay, but see, that was the one thing I forgot to tell you. When you change your status to say co-host of Chocolate City, and I think Impressions from Impressions Entertainment could tell you this. When she was on BlackBerry and she had my name attached to her status or anything on her BBM, she got harassed. She got pictures of dicks. That was just common. Because if you see the dick, you're going to tell me, and then you might be like, oh, Chop, such and such hit me, and they have a big dick, and they want to fuck you. And I, you know what I'm saying? But men don't understand, I don't get excited over dick pictures. I've seen more than enough dick to last me forever. You know what I'm saying? So, if I see a pretty dick, okay, it's pretty, so be it. Does not mean that I'm going to want to fuck it. I mean, I have a nice, chocolatey dildo that does me just nice. So, could you guys please not harass my co-host, because she is not putting out. She's not going to send you any pictures of her coochie. She is not going to treat you like I do. So the best bet you can do is just, you know, if you want to talk to me, is hit me up on my BBM. And I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I've been waking up. Let's see, yesterday morning, I woke up to 300 friend requests. This morning, I woke up to 200 more friend requests. And I denied damn near all of them because that's just too much.
Now, well, I went on the BBM, some BBM site, and since you had blasted me, then I felt like I would give you the courtesy of blasting you on the site. You know, I just felt like I would repay the love.
Oh, so you blasted my pen?
Huh?
Huh, hell? You blasted
my pen? I had to show you love.
What?
I wanted to give you love. You
really?
Got 15,000 followers on Twitter. I thought that you wanted like 1,000,001 BlackBerry people.
Oh my God. So it's because of you all these people are calling and everything and whatnot.
People are what?
It's because of you. I'm getting all these hit ups and being harassed and everything. Really? Wow.
Yeah,
I thought we were better than that.
All day long from this BlackBerry thing. I was like, golly, does it have a freaking off button?
No.
And like these random people, what the hell is up with this ping thing that makes my freaking phone vibrate?
The ping, you can go into your options and turn that off and put it on silent so it won't bother you. But everything else, you can't turn it off. Trust me, if I could, I would, and I can't. So, you know what? I got some new music today. Like, for real. It's like this one song. Because I've been listening to it today or whatever, right? So, I'm waiting for it to come up. But before I do that, I got something from my Gmail acting stupid. Okay. I want to say I got something from Animosity. He sent me a track, and I told him that I was going to play it today. So I think the first song that I play on the show, as soon as my email comes up, is going to be from him. I don't know what the hell is going on with my computer and nothing like that. It's like it's acting like it's taking a holiday break or some shit like that. I'm not, what the hell? Okay. What the hell? You know what? I swear. Oh, damn. A minute. Hold on. It don't even be me. It just be my computer acting crazy and whatnot. So I'm trying to find his music because he sent it to me on on my music email, and I was like, all right. And I heard it, and it was actually nice. So I cannot find it. So Animosity, can you resend it to me? Because I am. Oh, never mind. I got it. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna play his song called wait a minute. I'm gonna play Goon, Lyrical, or Extra. Pick one, Princess Nay.
Lyrical.
Okay. Here is Lyrical by Animati Music. I'm probably fucking up his name, but I'm just gonna call him A because he is like A. Oh, he's nice on the eye. So here is music by Animati Music. So if I fucked up your name, boo, it's all in fun. You're more than welcome to call in and straighten it. So here we go. Lyrical.
Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Lock your load up, call it the hold up. Cause when we see you clean, it's for the shoulder. My straight throat, still bold, bottle closure. I got the black stocking cap, back poster. Lock your load up, call it the hold up. Cause when we see you clean, it's for the shoulder. My straight throat, still bold, bottle closure. I got the black stocking cap, back poster. It ain't fair, no. Cuz he from Delaware. Well. And I'm from where they shit piss and piss player. Prostitutes smacking from their hats to their boots. Only objective is supposed to buy fruits. Speedy proud, fought to stay there in a bit. Preliminary, man, I'm showing no evidence. I know it's relevant according to intelligence. I've been a part of the mafia, Machiavellians. Boss of the P, cocaine ever since. Connecting with the team, validate the shit. But make sure we say big bold, that's true. Definitely sign a point, all the business. And that's basically the elements of aggression, animosity, solo west side connection. I got my nigga Doc in the back with a Wesson, sipping out a brick, you know, to the lesson. Lock and load up, they call it the hold up. Everyone see you bling, it's for soldier. I can't show, sit, vote, bottle, soldier. I got the black stock and cap, mad poster. Lock and load up, they call it the hold up. Everyone see you bling, it's for the shoulder. I switch flow, sit, vote, bottle, soldier. I got the black stock and cap, mad poster. Animosity, done it for your property. I come up in there with some shit that you would not believe. That you would not concede. Catch you on your balcony and blow your back through your motherfucking chest like Sonny. Niggas acting like they playing with Dr. Tony. They call me Doc from the Nutty Block. Niggas even know me. I've been a rock star, rocking and hopping in cars, sticking high bars, using choppers as guitars. And far, you niggas joining ain't what it be. I got accolades, automatic accuracy. No deficiency, niggas won't officially. The tourists leave with a toast like CIC. They take the beer since me talk COD. Switching in a one drop, think I am me. Bitch take long, but she ain't buying me. A nigga married to the mob like CIC. Lock and load up, call it the hold up. Everyone see you bling, it's for the shoulder. I twin throw, sit low, bottle closure. I got the black stock and cap, mad poster. Lock and load up, call it the hold up. I've been in six different California state penitentiary. 9 years on parole, 5 in Tennessee. Acting nigga in the West, they remember me. Been looking at the mob, calling nigga Chippy. Blacked up, damn niggas for they shit sacked up. Walk like that, the black gang, my niggas backed up. Ground back down the whole time, get shacked up. Lock when you act up, lock when you act up, lock when you strapped up. I'm the one who put that whole clip in that black truck. Back up, nigga, told you that I'm a head buster. I got stripes and I'm a crash bumper, motherfucker. First nigga on the spot, call for the match. Nigga said she a joke, still get cracked. Stay 150 feet away from the back. Before I can have my boot on a piece of tank. Lock and load up, call it the hold up. Cause when my niggas lean, just put the shoulder up. I swear to throw, sit, roll, bottle, fold ya. I got the black stocking cap, fat holster. Lock and load up, call it the hold up. Cause when my niggas lean, just put the shoulder up. I swear to throw, sit, roll, bottle, fold ya. I got the black stocking cap, fat holster.
Wow, that was hot. I like that. Oh, damn. I really like that. Interesting. I didn't know he had skills like that, and he's actually cute. You know what I mean?
I actually liked it, and, you know, I never liked new music.
Girl, bye. You like old school music to make your coochie cream. You's a nasty ass.
Not true.
Oh my gosh. So that is a song that we will be hearing again. We will most definitely be hearing that again. Now, tonight's topic is why men don't commit.
Don't commit. I got the BBM broadcast that you sent out. But I did learn how to resend, by the way.
Oh, thank you. What I've learned is, you know, sometimes we make it too easy for a motherfucker to commit. You know how, like, sometimes we meet a good guy, and you know that newness, you want to impress that motherfucker, so you just, out the gate, do everything for him. You, like, give him good pussy, you give him good head, you cooking, then you be like, oh, baby, why don't you bring your clothes over, and I'll do your laundry, and, you know, let him leave a couple of pieces there and shit. And, you know, he's still maintaining what he maintained to mean in the streets and whatever other bitch he might be entertaining. And then it's like you get to the point where you're like, all right, I want a commitment. I want to be your woman. But he's looking at you like, why you want to change things? Why you want to complicate things? Why can't we just leave things like it is? So that nigga is getting full-time benefits with putting in part-time hours. And it's like you allow him to do it for so long, so then it's like when you're ready for him to change, he ain't going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why should he? He done did what the fuck he wanted to do for so long. So females, what I say is, let that motherfucker take you out, go out to eat, fuck him, get your nut, and, you know, cuddle, and send that bitch on his way. And then
I can't say that I actually agree with that. But, you know, if that's what they want to do, then, hey, go for it. But, you know, I think one of the main issues is that females are too eager to settle. It's almost like they don't feel like they can get anybody else, so they'll just take him and let him do whatever he wants to do. You know, like, if you go into it, like, the tricks that go into the relationship and they know that the guy has a girlfriend already, if you know that he has a girlfriend, why would you want to demean yourself and be willing to be the other woman? You know, not have enough morals and values and self-respect and say, hey, I don't have to be the other woman because I feel like I'm capable of having my own man that I don't have to share. You know,
yes,
I think that they accommodate men too much.
Exactly. But my take was, you know, slow roll. Don't give him everything out the gate. You know what I'm saying? I mean, first and foremost, I am a firm believer, fuck him on the first night to make sure you want to be bothered with him in the future. Because, you know, there's nothing worse than liking somebody but then being sexually frustrated because they can't satisfy your needs.
But what if you I don't think I've ever actually done anybody on the first night. Because sometimes it may just be a friendship, you know, it may not be anything other than that. And if I would have had sex with him, then for me, if I've had sex with you, when I'm done with you, I'm done with you. I don't want to be your friend, I don't want to be your acquaintance, I don't want to be your associate, I don't even want you looking at me. You know, I'm going to pretend like I'm non-existent because to me, that's what you are, a non-existent factor. But if we hadn't done anything and you like a really good guy, then I don't mind having you in my corner. I have more male friends than I do female friends anyway.
I mean, I feel you on that, but sometimes it's like, you know, when you're attracted to somebody and you guys have been talking, like, say, for instance, you're talking on the phone with somebody and there's that mutual attraction there and everything, right? So then it's like, you know what, I'm going to act on this attraction, and I'm going to see. Because a lot of times, it's like we have friends, and then we start liking them, and it becomes more than a friendship. And then, it's like when we smash them, if they can't satisfy our needs, it kind of kills the friendship, too, because you're just like, I can't look at him in the same light, because he couldn't take care of me. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't take care of the coochie. So, it's like, with women, it's like, you know, sometimes men lie. I ain't even gonna say sometimes. Most of the time, men will lie and paint a picture like, oh, I'm in a relationship. My girl ain't doing this. She not doing that. And sometimes the girl is boo-boo the fool, as you call her, and she falls for what he says and feels like, okay, if I offer him what the girlfriend ain't, eventually he's gonna leave her and come to me because I'm giving him what she not. But dudes lie to say everybody ain't giving them what they want to get what they need, or get what they can get.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I can't see myself being chick number two, like, pleasure P, boyfriend number two. Like, I'm not the side chick type, you know what I'm saying? It's like, right. That's just not me. So my thing is, I don't know, if a guy is, like, fucking with me and he's like, oh, I got a girl and she not doing this and she not doing that, you're telling me all the shit she ain't doing, why the fuck you still there?
Exactly.
So, like, tell her, bitch, you ain't doing this for me, you ain't doing that for me, I'm about to keep it moving, I'm going to step. I mean, like, why go through the rigmarole and lie and be so miserable as you claim when you can just keep it moving and do what the fuck you going to do? I mean, I'm not having no understanding. I mean, maybe I'm just a different type of chick. And I'm not saying that I haven't been there. Maybe that's why I'm so strong and I don't give a fuck, because I've been in all the scenarios that people have talked about, from a cheating-ass husband, trifling-ass boyfriend, retarded-ass baby daddies. Yes, daddies I was fucking in when I was young. And it's like all that has prepared me for where I'm at right now. So I can tell females, like, yo, making it too easy for a dude. Slow roll. Give him a little bit of this. Give him a little bit of that. Or maybe you need to flip the script. Act like a dude. You know what? You so good. Ooh, you look so good to me. I like you. Really? Yeah, I sure do. Like, why don't we go out? When we go out, you look like you got a big dick. Ooh, you look like you could fuck. I'm so horny. Let's fuck. I bust my nut. Guess what? Once that nut is coming out, any attraction that I have for you is gone, too. And I'm going to be like, you know how they don't call you the morning after or the next day or next few days and shit like that. And then, like, when they text you, it's like a short message, like, yo, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying? I make the dude be the female. Fuck that. And I learned that from all my life experiences. So, I mean, I'm going to be soft one day because I'm going to settle down one day. But until then, I think it's my duty to make dudes feel how the fuck they make females feel. Is that wrong?
Hey, all I can say, mommy, is do you. Enjoy it. If that's what you like, then do it. I mean, I've just never, you know, I've never had to deal with that.
See, because you're sheltered, and you're such a different level. You are on, like, such a totally different level. It's like, I'm not going to call you baby steps, but I'm not going to call you grown steps. I'm just going to say you're just in a different place than a lot of other females. That doesn't make you bad, and it doesn't make you good. It just makes your life experiences a lot different, because you are like a brat. You're like a princess. So you were sheltered. Yeah, you were sheltered from a lot of stuff. So street shit, you ain't really gonna know unless you fucking with a street bitch. And
I plan on doing that.
And she
tells
you.
That's what I got for.
Yeah, unless she hits you on game and stuff like that. But me,
look, that's what I got chalk for. Chalk is as good as I'm gonna get.
Exactly. I'll be the first. I have been, like, played a lot of times back in the day. But what? Play me now. Oh, fuck that. No, that's not gonna happen. That is not even in my fucking vocabulary. You get your motherfucking feelings hurt. Especially if your dick ain't good. And I got a radio show and motherfuckers listen to me. Girl, stop. It ain't nothing for me to sit there and tell about a motherfucking dick game. Like, oh, this shit was... Like, when I first started, if I fucked you prior to Friday night, if your dick was whack, guess what? I talked about you. And if you was on BBN, oh, I think it's your PIN number, so bitches would know that your dick is not good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, because it's my duty. It's my duty to let people know, this dick ain't good, that person ain't good, do what you gotta do, get what the fuck you can and keep it moving, because men do it all the time. I think the new millennium is time for women to stand up and do what they want to do and let men feel it. Get a man some pussy. Let him be pussy whipped. String his ass along and then dump him. Yeah, that's like dangling a carrot that in front of a fucking rabbit. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, the motherfuckers is gonna bite. They really are. So just treat a man like, you know, he's treated you. What they say, karma is a bitch. And I'm a karma bitch. I will make sure shit come back on you. May not have happened to me and you, but it happened somewhere in life. You feel me? So I'm going to do that. I mean, I don't know any other way but to, you know, let you feel it. So that's why I sit there and I be putting women up on game, because dudes will sit there and run bullshit. Find let's find somebody that's senile, that's not even like you, that's way sheltered than you, right? And the dude is paying her some attention, and she's like, oh, I really like him, and he's playing on that. So, you know, when women have, like, they like you, they do anything for you, and guys feed off of that. So then you find yourself giving up some paychecks and going shopping. Yeah, some people do that, you know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, dude is like, I got what I wanted. Prime example, male strippers.
Male strippers
prey on big women, ugly women, bitches with low self-esteem, throw that dick in front of them, raise that nice body, and they give them what they want. They buying the dick. Don't female paymaster. But let a male stripper get around a bitch like me, I'm going to take your tip. It ain't shit you can offer me. 9 out of 10, you probably took some extensions to make your dick look bigger than what it was before you started performing.
But I ain't even giving them a dollar. They going to do good if they get a quarter flipped at them.
I don't tip unless I'm going to the restaurant or I'm at the bar. That's the one thing I will not do. I refuse to. Fuck that.
And I don't even tip at the bar.
What's that saying?
That's what a guy buys me drinks is for.
Miss me with that bullshit. But then some men, what did Don say? He was like, men won't commit because there's too many raggedy females out there and not enough shit females. Now, I mean, I'm just saying, some dudes commit with hood rats and you be like, what the fuck? So, I mean, it's just like the roll of the dice, I feel. I mean, I don't know. Only men can answer that about why they don't commit and why they do the shit that they do.
Because they get away with it. I mean, I can't blame them. If the chick is going to let them get away with it, then do it. Because if a dude is going to let me get away with it, I'm going to keep on doing it. That's the brat of me. It makes me be that way.
Yes, when you can get away with shit, you just keep doing it until somebody puts their foot down and be like, look, we ain't finna go.
But when they put their foot down, then I just move on.
Hell no, you can't be doing that. You gotta, you know, what's that? You gotta stick and stay or whatever, man. Fuck that. Stick and move. So,
no, stick and move on.
When I settle down, it's going to be crazy because that dude is going to be like, I don't know. It's like, he's going to be like, everybody's like, Chuck, they're not a perfect man. I'm not looking for the perfect man because I'm not a perfect chick.
For the perfect man. I'm just looking for the one that can deal and tolerate me. You know, because I do have certain requirements, and if he doesn't meet those requirements and conditions, then guess what? Then he has to move on.
My thing is, I want him to be able to handle him and handle Chalk Mommy and everything that comes along with it. No, I don't need a groovy. That's the worst, because he's going to forever be a yes man. Yes, Mommy, what you want? Yes, Mommy.
You just want him to be able to handle Chica. You ain't worried about nobody else.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Now, you're right. He got to be able to handle Chica because Chica is a beast. Chica is like a beast for real. So
Chica is like the naked mole rat. No fur, but all a monster to be dealt with.
I'm just saying, you know what? I'm gonna come into an agreement on the show. now.
Okay.
When I find the right men that can handle me, really handle me, then the second time that we fuck, because the first time we fuck, it's going to be for me only. The second time that we do it, I will make sure it's like on the show. I'm not going to stream it live, but I'll give you guys the audio. How about that? You're quiet. Did I say something wrong?
Huh?
Did I say something wrong?
I didn't hear you.
I said, when I do find that right dude that can handle me, then I'm going to call. I'm going to do the show and let everybody hear the audio. I'm not going to give them the video just yet.
Okay.
And you can commentate.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to be like, wow, really? That's what's up.
Oh, girl, stop lying. You're going to have a pink elephant. We're going to come at the same time.
I threw my pink elephant away.
Really?
Really.
Well, I think I need to call Knights of Erotica and get you something else, because that's not acceptable. And you know what? You know what I was thinking? Maybe me and you should do, you know, like a turn it up, you know, like one of our little Friday nights. Or, you know, since we say Turn It Up Tuesday, I think we both should get our toys and have a session on the phone.
No.
We're not going to do no video.
No.
What?
No.
Why are you scared? Why are you scared?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Are you scared?
Hell yeah.
You scared of what?
I said hell yeah.
Oh, you'll do it?
No, that I'm scared. Duh.
What are you scared of? Okay.
No.
You can't be scared and you trying to come to Triple X Super Bowl weekend.
That's not on film.
No,
I'm not doing any of that. I'm there.
This is not on film. This is just us calling and talking on the phone like we're doing now. No blog TV, no ChocolateCityRadio.com, none of that.
Oh, you're just trying to get me on the phone. You're trying to have phone sex with me, you little nasty.
Pretty much, yeah. What's wrong with that?
You're so sad. You one way or another, you determined to get Princess May goodies, huh?
Hey, if the toy got to get it for me, hey, I'm not mad. You get to hear me. Like, I've learned that playing with your toy and having somebody listen on the other end and hear you come, that shit is so funny, because after you come, you hang up on them, because then they're speechless, because you don't have time to hear them come or hear any of the nasty little comments. You just know they dick is rock hard because you just busted a big ass nut and the sound effects is crazy. And he on the other end like, no, this bitch didn't. I did that this week. And it's like, wow, that shit so crazy.
Man, you did that on our freaking prank call.
Nah, I was faking. The other night, I was like, girl, let me go get this chocolate monster. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Like Beavis and Butthead. Yeah. Oh, that shit felt so good. I felt like old dude when he was busting that burr nut.
That's what you felt like.
I did. And you know what's crazy? And I know I shouldn't say this. Okay, you was working. You was going through your losses when JT Money came on the show. But guess what?
JT Money
sounded just like old dude that was on the phone with the burnett.
Wow.
So, you know, the whole time I'm talking to him, I'm laughing like hell because he sounds just like that motherfucker. And I was like, man, if I wasn't looking at his number, I would have been like, yo, didn't I prank call you a couple of months ago? Didn't you jack your dick on the phone saying burr?
Like, yeah.
Be like, why you do that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to stop because I am so bad with what I do. But I did find a victim.
Oh,
Don, I don't see why Chop wouldn't fuck a guy and play the soundtrack at a later date. That stuff is good when it's live. Don, you know what? I swear I wish I could be a fly on the wall to see you and your wife do it, because I bet you's a freaky-ass dude for real. From the Rudy to the Tootie, as my mother would say. Oh, my God. He's such a sexual devil. That's what he is. Princess, I want to prank call somebody. I mean,
well,
like,
just because I have to tell you to hold on. So you give me a little, give me just a minute. I'm gonna have the phone on, but I'm gonna have it on mute. So don't prank call anybody, so I can make sure I'm paying attention.
Okay, now while you do that, I'm gonna go ahead and play this song. Where the hell is it? Okay, I'm gonna play "Feel Inside," Mary J. Blige featuring Nas.
Let's get it.
Turn the track up a little bit.
Need to rock it.
Category ain't my favorite, it's my story, I'ma state it. You could love it or hate it, I'm just a misfit. Blessed with good dick and intelligence. Hood nigga, holding no grudges or petty shit. I started, why are we cold-hearted, so guarded? Scared to get hurt, trying not to love the hardest, that's garbage. Remember when we loved each other, bathtub scrubbed each other, chilling, champagne spilling, feeling like the shit gon' last forever. Time went so fast, we had a blast together. Last we had friends, we spent time with. Now I be seeing your friends out, then I'm reminded how we all used to gather up for the holidays. Now your friends all nervous to speak, they act afraid. I was your bestie, how it gets to this, as I reminisce, taking off my MJs in my empty crib. Mary, Mary.
I wanna make you happy, but this is so fierce. I wanna be your mommy, but I'm so packed up on the we say all the wrong things, do we make each other cry? What are we doing? Will it ever get better? My heart, my soul, I gave it yours. I can't give back all the things that I love, for I love you, but you're pushing me away.
Yeah. Freak You. That is a nice song. That shit kind of make me want to fuck my toy for tonight. Anyway, we got a caller, 917-202. Thank you for calling Chocolate City Radio. You're riding the wave with Choc Mommy and Princess Nay. What's up?
What's up, bro?
Let me find out I'm intimidating you, and that's why you talking all low. Okay, let me find out I intimidated him and he hung the fuck up. Princess Nay, where are you at? Are you there? Because if not, I am going to play some more music. Alright, let me play another track till she come back, and then we're going to get back into why men can't commit. Let me see, what do I want to play now? I got a lot of good stuff going on. Alright, let's see. You know what? Let's do 50 Cent, What Up Gangsta Part 2.
Shorty, don't want to sing your soul. You make me ashamed to see you go. Cause the way you move away. crib.
I'm the minority, and I think outside the box.
Every it's a lot of men out there. The average dude, they just wanna fuck. It is what it is.
You got some females
just
like that too.
But see, that's what I mean. But think about how many times those types of people get together. That's the problem. That's what the problems come about.
So, my next question to you is, okay, you're single, and of course there are times you go out and you see someone that catches your eye. What are some of the factors or some of the deciding key elements that make you want to commit when you're, like, seeing someone? What are the things you know, go ahead.
Let me break it down first off. I'm one of the pickiest motherfuckers on the planet. I want what I want, and I'm going to get what I want, and I don't take anything left. I don't settle. It's not my style, never been my style. That's why right now I'm 35, and I don't have any children. And that's because I didn't want to have children with the women that I was involved with. Because like I said, I don't settle. When I first look at a female, I go body first, then I go face, and then I come out, you know, then I want to figure out their personality. The biggest key factor for me is, are we cool with each other? If you're not, my friend, it won't last. If it's just sex, it won't last. We'll be fucking. That could probably be good. But it'll never be a long-lasting relationship. I look for the completeness. Finding the completeness is so hard because you have a lot of people out here that are so superficial and so shallow and so up on themselves. They don't want that. They want what they want then. I look for the future. I look for long-lasting stuff. But once again, that's not everybody. I'm going to commit when I'm ready. I will never let nobody force me to do something I don't want to do. It's not how I do it now.
I like your way of thinking because I'm single, and everybody's like, why are you single? I'm single by choice because I'm not just going to settle. And I want a man to be able to handle all aspects of me. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, physically, emotionally, my little popularity and everything like that. And it's even to the point where I'm not even having sex. I sex my toy. I just learned how to use a toy, and I'm kind of loving it because it's like I don't have all that drama that comes with, you know, fucking a man. So it's just like, a lot of times people be like, when loneliness kicks in, then that's when they make desperate decisions. And what I mean by desperate decisions is like, you know, they start seeing somebody and it's like, okay, I like him. We're getting along right now. Not thinking about 2 weeks, a month from now, 6 months from now. It's like, oh, okay, I'm so in a rush to have a boyfriend. I'm going to make him my boyfriend. We fucked, we went out. We talk on the phone, wah, wah, wah. Then, you know, down the road, it's like, how the fuck did I end up here? I can't do that.
Because that's the whole thing. Too many people are looking for the wrong thing. Plus, why the fuck would you want to settle? You should never get with, like, this is a prime example, and this is the way I think. If I'm with somebody, whether it's a relationship or we just fucking, don't give me some ass just because you think I want to fuck. You don't want to fuck me as bad as I want to fuck you. I don't want it. It's not fun like that. That's not, to me, that's not what makes sex good or fun or enjoyable. If you both are not on the same page, consistently, you should not be together, period. That's why so much bullshit when it comes to relationships nowadays.
True. That you have a good point on. So my thing was, the last relationship you was in, how long did it last?
Before I moved to Atlanta, it was probably about, because I ended up getting involved with a female I went to high school with. So we knew each other. I was always attracted to her, but you know, back then she always had a boyfriend. Just that whatever. We ended up catching up at one of our classmates' parties. We clicked. The thing was, the sex was tremendous. She's definitely a good girl. but there were certain things that she did that I just couldn't handle. Like it wasn't worth it. And over time, stuff started to fade, and I said, I need to walk away, which is what I did. So we ended up being together probably for about 7 months. Then we fooled around for another 2 months, this, that, whatever. Then I moved. See, that's what I mean about people need to understand that it's not good to stay in something that's not good. If you have to walk away. You should never stay with somebody just because. Because too many people are going to get hurt in the long run. I mean, hell, like I said, I'm 35. Of course I want children. But I'm not going to have no damn baby with just anybody. Fuck that.
True. Because a lot of times, like, a lot of people feel like their biological clock is ticking and they have to have kids, this, that, and the third. And I'm like, I meet a lot of men. Because some females feel like when you're that age and you don't have kids, something is wrong with you. I feel like something is right with you. You're taking your time because it's like, I had all my kids early. So you're very careful who you're going to drop your seed in. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody is worthy to be a mother, carry your child, this, that, and the third. And it's like, you have to go through certain things in life and just be like, okay, if I don't have kids till I'm like 40 and then I'm blessed with that one, then so be it. At least I know that I took my time out and I have a lot to offer my seed when it's time to come. And the person won't just be my baby mother. She'll be my my lifelong partner, my soulmate, my helpmate.
See, I think the other problem is too many people out here are looking for love. True love will find you. And I think too many people overlook that. Why are you looking? If you look, you're not going to find what you want. Now, what you want will damn sure find you, and it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks if you allow it to. But that process is being blocked by the people that's looking, along with the bullshit. Too many people out there playing games. Why you playing games? We grown. We adults. Why you want to hurt somebody on purpose? Ain't that serious? Too many women out there. Same way with the women. I understand the women are going to say it's not that many dudes out there, too many good dudes. They out there. But at times, some women are so bitter, they'll never see it.
True. And then going back to what you said, I'm sure you've heard that saying, sometimes you can love someone enough to let them go. Because if it ain't working, it ain't working. And I think for me, when I got married, all the signs was there that this shit wasn't going to work. But when I met him, I wasn't looking for a husband. I wasn't looking for a baby daddy. I wasn't even looking for a fucking boyfriend. I went to a military base to go to the club. I just wanted to find a pen pal. Because back then, having a fucking military guy was the shit. They come to your town, they not from there, you was the shit. But then, I tell people that was the longest one night stand I ever had because from the first night we was together for 6.5 years. So, in a way, it's like, I understand exactly what you're saying, and it's like, all the signs were there, but I was like a firm believer that, because my grandfather had married us, so I had to make everything work.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay. So that was like one of the things that I had to do because 2 days after we was married, this motherfucker was like in the bed with somebody else and he was like, oh, I didn't penetrate. He's like, I didn't fuck her. You stuck your dick in her. He's like, what was that? Like, who does that? I was ready to get married. He wasn't, but he knew that I was a good girl. So he was like, if I marry her, then she's not going to mess with anybody else. And I'm still going to do what I'm going to do. It was like one of those situations. And because we had kids, I stayed as long as I did to make it work because I felt like coming up with a two-parent household would be good because of how my upbringing was. But if I knew then what I knew now, man, fuck that shit. Miss me with the bullshit. Deuces. Holler back. We good. We ended up raising about myself anyway.
Yeah, but we all learn from experience, which is cool. It's just unfortunately some people learn the hard way, and it's at times they feel as though they can never go back, which isn't good. But when people are dealing with their heart, if you're talking about love, you're talking about forever, for one, you need to invest the time to really find out what this motherfucker is about, you're trying to get with, and think about all the factors. Am I cool with them? Are they cool with me? And the one thing that I mentioned about, and I talk about this a lot on my show, people tend to forget about the puppy love factor. That's that shit when you was kids, my parents, you don't know nothing about love. It's just infatuation. It's just puppy love and all that shit. No, puppy love is serious as hell, because puppy love is when you can't stop thinking about that person. You know, you wondering where they at, what they doing. Every time you think about it, your heart skips a beat and everything like that. But the problem is that is not, generally it's not reciprocal. If you sit there and think about all the relationships you've been with, how many times did both of y'all have puppy love factor at the same time? That shit is rare. That's the puppy love factor. Is why you got people out there that stay together for 60 years or 50 years, because they love each other no matter what. Too many people don't understand that when you get with somebody, you have to love them for them, period, unconditionally, not who you want them to be, who they are. But once again, that's all types of shit that is forgotten about. And it kills me because they don't pay attention to that shit. They just want to fuck. They want to buck up.
See, you have an excellent point. I'm
going to
bring my co-host in after I say this. Because my grandparents, right? My grandfather just passed last November, 2 days before Thanksgiving. He was like 93 years old. Him and my grandmother had been married for 70 years. That was like the only man my grandmother ever knew. And it's like, even up till, you know, the point when he passed, whenever they were around each other, that little puppy love that you was talking about, you could see like how they lit up around each other, to the point where when both of them got sick, they were in the hospital together. They were in the same room together. You know, they don't do co-ed shit or anything like that. But it's like my grandmother could finish his sentences. He could open his mouth to say one thing, and she knew exactly what he was going to say and would take it from there. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, you know, hell, I'm about to be 43. I'm 40 years in. I ain't about to, whatchamacallit, I ain't about to be able to find that. Because, like, so many people don't understand, like, marriages back in the day, they were lasting. It's like, no matter what, you worked it out. It was like, no divorce, no, we gonna work it out.
No, but you think about what you just said. Generally, there wasn't divorce because a lot of people stayed together just because they wanted to keep the family together. But they still loved each other. It was every aspect of it. Being at the age that you're at, that puppy love shit, that love that you deserve is out there. The problem, the key thing is, will it find you? Will you miss it? Will it slip your mind? Will it happen to be the person that you may not be the most physically attracted to, but everything else is there? But you may not know because you're not physically attracted to. I can say the same thing. I love a chick with a fat ass, period. I'm not going away from that. Ain't no telling how many skinny girls I probably don't pass, but I could have been my soulmate. But because I'm not physically attracted to them like that, I'm not gonna subject myself to that. Nothing against the females out there that may be skinny, but I have my preference. Everyone has their preference, and it is what it is.
Wow. So, like, what's the height and weight requirement again?
There is no height. My whole thing is, and this is what I mean. Yeah, this is my, it's not necessarily big. Shape. It has to be, my rule is, if my ass is bigger than yours, I don't want you. That's period. But second, if when you lay on a bed, flat on your stomach, if someone puts a sheet over you, I should be able to see something. Like, I should be able to see a nice shaped ass. Basically. Now, it could be shaped like Serena Williams. It could be shaped like J-Lo, whatever. But it has to be something that I get. A reason why I say this is because I'm a very visual, sexual person. If you are shaped like that, and it's what I love, I'm always going to find you physically attractive. It would never go away. If we're going to have a long-lasting relationship, I have to be physically attracted to you. Period. That's automatic. Along with other factors. It's just that when it comes to me, like I said, I go body first, face, and then personality.
Hmm. Now, I'm going to bring in Princess Nay, my co-host, because we had lost her earlier. Hi, Princess Nay.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm enjoying the conversation from one of the gentlemen from Twitter. I have put out a tweet. He saw it, and he called in, and he sounds very knowledgeable.
He does.
But you
well,
know,
I have to, can I say something to both of you ladies?
Yes.
I'm also on Blog Talk, and I figure I have to show y'all the same way I know y'all can do the same thing.
You got to tell us when, because I will most definitely be there. Oh, for sure.
I had talked to you, and you said, because I think our shows overlap on Friday, but you won't be able to. My show is 7 to 10 on Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to listen this Friday, because I didn't even do my show on Friday. I had such a bad experience when I woke up Friday morning. I had to go out on Black Friday and get a new phone, and it drained me. And I came home, and I did a no-no. I took a nap. And when I took my nap, when I woke up, I had a bad headache. Like, when I take naps, I get headaches. I know that's crazy. And I was just fucking thrown off the whole night. Like, all night.
I'll tell both of you ladies, if you listen to my last show, it was about sex. It was a classic, and it was funny as hell. So when y'all get a chance, go on the archives. You will get a good laugh. My co-host is hilarious.
Well, our guide, Don, wants you to go ahead and give us the info so we can go and listen to it in the archive. Because even if we can't do it live, we will support the archive.
Yeah,
no problem.
He tweets it to me. I'll take that link, and then I'll tweet it out to everybody.
No problem. I got you. And as y'all can see, I don't bite my tongue, and I really don't give a fuck to anything y'all want to ask me. I will answer the question.
Okay, what's your dick game like?
Oh, wow.
I don't. Let me say something with that. I've never been a bragger of what I do, because that's not the way it's supposed to be. All I say is, I do what I do, and I've never gotten any complaints. But I will say, my motherfucking tongue is a beast. I'm a professional pussy. Period. And been like that since I was about 14.
Wait a minute. Let me back up. I can't do Did you say ever since she was 14? You've been eating pussy since she was 14?
I've been eating pussy since I was 14, and I had my first piece of ass when I was 6.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You had
come on with it.
No, because
My father, and I could call him on the phone, and it'd be funny. My father told me at a very early age, you stick your wee-wee in the pink hole. So when I had the opportunity, I did. She was 6. I was 6, and she was 12. Now, am I going to sit here and say that I bust off? No, I just did what he told me to do. And then he told me how to eat pussy at a very early age. So when I was in high school, I was experimenting, and I made a lot of girls happy. And now I make a lot of women.
Chuck, you should invite him to your Super Bowl party. Wow, I was serious.
Oh shit, I'm thinking about inviting him to North Carolina. Fuck Super Bowl, that's in February. Shit, I'm in need right now. Oh wow, I'm okay, 6 years old. So when did you master the stroke though?
It's not, that's the whole thing. As you can tell from the way that I talk, I don't think, and I would never say that I know everything. I'm not afraid to ask questions. I know that every woman is different, but I do what I do. And I see, and I pay attention. I wanna see how you react. I wanna feel how you react. I wanna taste you. I wanna notice how you move when I do X, Y, and Z. I pay attention to all that. That's why things work out the way that they work out. Because I pay attention. So by it happening like that, that's why I said I've never got any complaints.
Wow, I'm just still tripping off the 6 years old and then the 14 years old. Because, like, damn, by the time you became a grown-ass man, according to, you know, society standards, you, like you said, you a beast. That is just interesting because as a teenager, well, back then when I was growing up, it's like, you know, you suck dick. You might as well have walked around with the scarlet letter on your chest. You know what I'm saying?
But see,
then,
but I was going to say, see, that right there is the bullshit. And I'm not a believer in a double standard because, okay, if a girl is young and she fucking, okay, but if a dude is young and he's fucking, it's the same fucking thing. We human beings. It's bullshit. And throw that shit out the window. If like, okay, prime example. The bullshit that goes on Maury. This girl came on here and she done tested 8 dudes. But you calling her a hoe. Motherfucker, you fucked up. What the hell does that make you? But people don't think like, it's just the girls are bad. Fuck out of here. Yo, that's that bullshit.
Oh, you know what? You're so right. I agree with that. Because a dude can fuck 3-4 females in one day, and it's not a problem. But if a female does, you know, she's labeled, she's a hoe, trick, whatever. Why can't it be that she has 4 different men to satisfy 4 different sexual needs in her life?
Why not just combine them all at the same time and just say screw it, and then technically it would only be counted as one sexual encounter?
But it's still gonna.
that's totally true. But I know I wouldn't be involved. I can't perform another dick in the room. I'm good.
Oh wow, we got another caller. I can't call at that number because it's private. But I'm
I'm BBMing people right now too. BBM is a beast.
Oh man, I should have never turned your ass on to that. I done turned you out on BBM. Private caller, thank you for calling Chocolate City Radio. You're on the air live with Choc Mommy and Princess Nay. You're riding the chocolate wave.
Okay, what's going on, Peace? How y'all doing tonight?
What's up,
guys?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm repping out of that 201, you know, Jersey City stand up.
Oh, Lord.
I'm from Newark.
All right, that's what's up. Yeah, you know, this song is Zaki, you know, the author of Fragments, a.k.a. Incomplete Thoughts.
Hi.
Go pick that book up, you know, go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNobles.com.
Look at you trying to throw in your cheap tag. Quit, boy.
What'd you say?
Quit trying to shout out your tags.
Oh, you are. So what's the topic tonight?
Men, why men don't commit.
You said why who?
Why men don't commit.
Oh, well, you know, honestly, I can't vouch for that because I commit.
What makes you want to commit to a woman then?
Yeah, I commit to women. I'm an honest guy, you know.
What makes you, listen to the question, sweetie.
Okay.
What makes you want to commit to a woman? You know, in lieu of all the others that you've been with that you didn't commit to, what makes you want to pick one individual person and commit to them?
I'm not a whore, I'm going to be honest, you know. I value myself, and I believe, you know, what goes around comes around. You know, definitely, I'm a big voucher on that. I hear real strong echo. Somebody could turn their volume down or something?
Hold on. Okay, it was the guy that was calling in from Newark. His background. Okay, so you're not a whore. We've established that. So what makes you so like you said, when you're about ready to commit, what is it in a woman that you see all the qualities? What are your qualities for commitment?
Well, I'm gonna be honest, you know, when you're in a relationship with somebody, that's an ongoing experience. You're learning new things about that person each and every day. But mostly, you know, if God is in your relationship and you have faith in that person and trust, you know, everything, because you can always build together. So, you know, that's my whole factor right there, just the foundation. You know, I believe on, you know, as long as God in the mix, you know, nothing can fail y'all. Money can come and go, you know.
That's true.
So, you know, you don't want to base your relationship on money.
How do you feel about that? I just want to give it to you off rip. Establish a relationship with her.
Although I can't even hear that echo. When I say so strong.
But there's, I mean, the person that noises in the background, they're on mute right now. So
okay,
I don't hear the echo unless you're logged in.
Oh no, I'm not even logged in.
No, I'm logged into the computer, but I kind of hear the echo, but only when I talk.
Oh, that's because put something on mute in the chat room. Put yourself on mute or something.
Oh, I don't have that one on. I'm not logged like loud on that one.
No, no, I'm talking about in the Blog Talk chat room.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have sound in that chat room. I don't have any sound turned on.
Hmm.
So that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, it's sounding loud.
Well, I can hear it.
Yeah, but what was that question? I'm gonna just listen.
I don't even remember. How do you think that you could commit to a woman that decides that she wants to give it to you on the first night?
Ooh. I mean, honestly, I can't really comment on that because I don't know. You know, first and foremost, that's a hypothetically speaking question, and I don't even know the chemistry of that woman. I gotta just be in that shoes, honestly. You know, who am I to judge? You know, who am I to judge?
You're not judging. You're answering the question for yourself.
No, I'm just saying. I can't. I gotta be in that shoe. I gotta know who that woman is. Honestly, I'm not even into that like that. You know, first and foremost, I can't do it because. Nah, we gotta make a stop by the clinic. I gotta make sure you're healthy.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, just plead the fifth, baby, and let's move on.
No, I'm gonna be honest. I wanna make sure you're healthy. Like, you know, I'm a healthy guy, so, you know. I'm a healthy guy. Thank God for your health.
Yeah, we thank God for your health, too. I'm great to play Trey Songz and Fabulous. It's called What I Be On.
All right. You know, shout out to Miss Chocolate and everybody. You know, hey, it was a pleasure definitely speaking with you.
What up, boy? It's time to put some chocolate on your girl. Trigger's gone. They be like, what up, boy? I'll see you right. I feel like I know I'm fly. Know they told ya, I'm fly. And if you said I didn't, then you would lie. Got a bad bitch, she cool. Got a best friend, got her too. You know I get just Frito-Lay. And I ain't getting money. Y'all already know what I be on. I be on that Sunday. Y'all already know what I be on. Every time I leave it, I spend more money than everybody think I give a fuck. Where you wrong, ho? So I've been getting that loud out. Check with you for my condo. Whoa. She super fly. Whoa. I'm super cold. Whoa. Super duper high. Yeah. She keep them raw. You a bad girl with a bad crew. Hands in the air. If I can smash you, they keep my cup filled. I still wanna see if that butt's real. Them titties grown, that's silicone. All these boys just finish songs. I get shit. Frito-Lay. And I ain't getting money all day. Y'all already know what I be on. I be on that Sunday. I be on that Sunday. Y'all already know what I be on. I be on that British. I be on that British.
Call late, cause I ain't
else I was going to say. Like, real talk, when y'all call in the Chocolate City Radio, please be able to answer the questions and just be able to answer the questions and get that shit right. Like, that shit is, like, too motherfucking funny. Like, for real. Princess Nay, what you got to say about your friend?
That ain't my friend. I don't know him. He came from Twitter, not mine.
Oh, no, not that one. The author wasn't from Twitter. I mean, yeah, he wasn't from Twitter.
Hold on.
My fact that he called in on Saturday.
Yeah,
so,
that wasn't anybody that that had gotten my messages to call in, so I have no idea. So it's illiteracy, nothing to do with me.
I can't remember what the fuck I was gonna say. Damn it! Now Don has some good points. I don't know why he can't call in and voice his opinion or whatever, but you know,
he's scared.
I mean, I guess I'm just different because, like, when I did cheat on my husband after he cheated on me so many times, it's not like I got super freaky with the nigga I was fucking with. I gave him the basics, and I did the freaky shit with my husband. Like, he was good. Oh, shit. Princess Nay, you see that?
No, I didn't see anything.
Look in the chat room. Oh, hi, Don. We get to finally hear your voice.
Okay.
Where is he at?
Scared.
He's on the line.
Lady, this is not the first time I have called in live on the show.
Ooh.
Don't play that.
It's been a minute. It's
hi,
been so long. I forgot
it's
what
been
you
a while,
sound
yes.
Like.
Good evening, ladies. How's it going?
It's going.
How are you?
Hey, don't let this fool you. I actually have a voice for silent film and a face for radio, but that's a whole other show. But, no, like I was saying, part of the problem is, well, I don't want to make it sound like I'm just all blaming women, because you got a lot of raggedy dudes out there. But I'm coming from the perspective of guys who want committed relationships and who also do want to get laid. You know, I'm talking about guys who want to find someone where they find that one woman, you settle down, you get married, you have a family, and you make it last for life. Because, you know, there are some guys, even though, they're horny, they like big booty and stuff, but they realize the value of having one good woman. Unfortunately, based on my limited observations here in this country, it would seem like black guys who are monogamy-minded, who want that kind of commitment, you know, what our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents had,
those guys
tend not to be attractive to the women. I've heard a lot of women say that, you know, guys like that were too square,
we're boring,
we can't get the coochie wet, we can't fuck. Because, you know, a lot of guys who are monogamy-minded, they're the ones who keep it in their pants. They don't go around slinging it everywhere. So he may not have the dick jitsu skills of Ray Ray, Dick Will, Tyrone, T-Bone, you know. But he's willing to learn. But then again, a lot of women don't want that guy. And now, this is not very stereotypical, but usually it seems like it's after she's past her mid-30s. She may have had a few kids by Pookie, Ray Ray, Jaquil, Jaquan, Sean Tavius. Then she looks back at that square dude, and she's like, I want a good man. I want a guy who's going to be a good father for my kids. And me, if I was still single, I'd have to go Ike Turner on the bitch and be like, look, I was square for you. I was boring. When you were making those kids with those dudes, the thought of having sex with a guy like me would make you puke. So stay in your lane, because I stayed in mine. But the guys who want commitment, they want to please you, not just sexually. They want to have a good relationship with you, ladies. But a lot of women, especially black women, don't find those guys interesting. Now, I could be totally wrong, but this is based on my experience, by guys like me. So, talk amongst yourselves. Tell me what you think.
Go ahead, I'm still listening.
I guess I'm still listening.
So, any thoughts, anyone?
Bueller? I mean, what you say is cool because I'll be the first to tell you. I can't fuck with a good guy. I'm not saying that I need a drug dealer or a thug or anything like that, but I've tried messing with the nerd, the good guy, and sexually we wasn't there.
And see, I guess I'm just the opposite because for me, sex is just as much mental as it is physical. And if they can't stimulate them, my mind, then they'll never be able to stimulate my body.
Well, I have this question for Shock. Why is it that, you know, you say, oh, well, you're not compatible. Why are you not willing to teach that guy? Because those guys, they can learn. The nerds, you know, nerds can learn. That's one of our strong points. We just don't have enough practice.
Not only can they learn, but they are very open and receptive to learn. And you can train them into anything that you want them to be because they are very willing to tap into their inner truth.
I mean, I guess I could, but I'm at a certain point right now where I just want them to already have certain types of experiences with handling me. And I guess for me, it's like a street mentality because the simple fact that I used to hustle and I just know how my street, my thugs can handle me and do the certain things that I want, the attitude and everything like that. And with a good guy, not that there's anything wrong with them, they're just so good. I'm just rough around the edges. Maybe that's something I need to work on, but I just have this thugness in me, like, yo, yoke my ass up, hit me up against that wall, and, like, man, like, I don't know. And then sometimes they can't. I mean, I've tried, and I just get frustrated, because then I get backed up, and I'm just like, man, fuck that.
Hey, you're the common denominator, like you said. If they don't interest you, then hey, what can I say? And that's the problem. A lot of guys who are okay. I'm the quintessential nerd. That's what you Americans would classify me as. And you know, it took me a long time to make peace with it. I learned to accept it. But the fact of the matter is, when I hear all the time, oh, there aren't any good men. Yeah, they are. It's just that the women are not attracted to them. And that's one of the biggest problems in the black community. But I don't want to hijack the show here.
Oh, you're good. Matter of fact, we have a few more male callers. Well, I feel like it's a male bondage shit going on tonight. Okay, now for some reason, my switchboard is so retarded because everybody got the same number. So I don't know what the hell that's about. So, try
to just refresh the page.
I've been refreshing all fucking night. I've even opened up a different browser.
That new switchboard, it eats up a lot of your RAM. That's one of the drawbacks of it.
Okay, and it's still showing me everybody's fucking number. So, damn, I don't even know how to bring the person on because I can't see their true number for this particular call. So, Dom, hello. Thank you for calling Chocolate City. Just say something. Just say hello.
No.
I'm going to say hello.
Well, now they can go back on mute then. Okay, we're going to bring in Rob from Miami. Like, he really got something to say.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you. What
do
the hell
you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to call and give us some bullshit about why women don't
understand nothing because there's a major echo on your line. Everything, except for you, Chalk, but everybody else is a major echo.
Okay, and I'm thinking it's everybody that's logged into the chat room.
I think it has something to do with the switchboard because no matter which phone I was calling on, and even when I walked outside, it was still an echo.
Yeah,
so I think it has something to do with just raggedy blog talk tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Blog Talk does get raggedy and raggedy, and sometimes it has a lot to do with the callers. So, Rob, what are you going to say about women and how you don't commit and how you have bitches acting up on Facebook? Like, what was you going to say?
Well, I mean, that ain't my fault, but anyway, what you say how they don't commit?
Yeah, why men don't commit?
Shit, I don't know. I mean, I'm not one that don't commit. When I find the right person, I'm in it for the winning. You know? I mean, if shit goes bad along the way, but my thing is, if you're not willing to go all the way, then what's the point of going in at all?
Okay, so how long did your last relationship last?
My last relationship? About 6 months, but that don't count because she was like 20 years old, and that situation was just convenient.
How old are you? He was just a piece of butt.
Yeah, that was an exception because I knew I wasn't going to be in town. I wasn't going to be there that much longer. So yeah, it was about 6 months. So that was just a convenient thing.
How old are you?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, I'm older. It does because you a granddaddy cougar.
I'm old enough. I'm 34. And she was good and legal, so it didn't really matter.
Nah, because even Scott goes for 21.
You know what I'm saying? So don't even bring up my age. Yeah. Hey, at the same time, at least she got something out of the situation because I'm a teacher. So I'm a professor when it comes to that shit. So she's a much better person, you know. And that's why it was so hard to let go.
Oh, my gosh. I think Rob is about to be a poster child for our Betty Can't Do It Like Me.
Like what?
I bet you can't do it like me. You're about to be a poster child for that bullshit. Like, boy, bye.
This is real shit. I mean, you talking about why people don't commit. I mean, it ain't really about the commitment. It's about you commit when you commit to be in a relationship. That's the commitment. I mean, you can't predict how things are gonna play out in the long term. But like I say, if you're gonna choose to play it, you gotta be willing to play it for the long term. You know, who says you're gonna make it through the whole game?
I mean, it's like, I think with men, they're special creatures that we can and cannot live without. I am a firm believer on vibrators now. I'm like, you know, until we can find what we want, get you a nice toy, fuck the hell out of it, and then just be friends with a man, and then, you know, at least...
But that's your take on it, because... That's just where you at mentally in your life right now. You can't tell a younger female no shit like that because they don't have that experience to look back on that. You know, vibrators are good, but that's temporary. You see what I'm saying? That's it. That's, no matter who you are, how hard you are, you still want to roll over and hug a motherfucker. You still want that companionship. You still want a bitch to tell you, you know how you are, you baby. You know what I'm saying?
Until,
a rapper ain't gonna do all that.
But until I find that one, you know what I'm saying? Or until he finds me, guess what? Me and Chocolate Thunder gonna have a meeting at least once a week or once every 2 weeks.
See, that's what I'm saying. And that in itself not even enough. Once every week. I mean, once you commit to a vibrator, you need to be hitting that motherfucker at least twice a day.
But I'm not really into sex right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no business.
See, and that's your issue. The fact that you're not into sex. That's why it's easy for you to say, fuck it. Because
no.
It's not a necessity. It's not something that's number one on your to-do list. You know, with you, if it happens, it happens. If it don't, I got something else better to do.
Well, see, remember, I just started using the toy like 3 weeks ago. I'm still a baby with that. So until then, it was nothing. It's just the simple fact that I'm wanting something else out of life right now with a man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in a physical place with him. I want him to be able to to do some other shit for me, you know, the mental, emotional. I want a man to give me what I need, not what I want, because I can get anything that I want, but I want him to be able to fulfill all of my needs.
Well, what are your needs?
So I, ooh, damn.
You know, what are your needs?
Great, got some Batman. We got a lot of callers. I mean, I need stability mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I'm not really looking for a man to take care of me financially. We can be equal partners or whatever. But that spiritualness, the mentalness, and the emotionness, that's very big. And some men don't know how to do all of that.
But at the same time, that works both ways. You see what I'm saying? You can't expect the man to come into the situation with all that and give it to you. Like, you got to meet him halfway through.
Grow together. But I just haven't found anybody worthy of me wanting to
grow
with.
You can't grow together until you're with someone to grow with. If you're going to wait till a bitch show up at the door with all that in his hand, then that's never going to happen. You see what I'm saying? You have to start from nothing and build to something. Every foundation, every house starts with a foundation. It don't just one day miraculously be there. You see what I'm saying? So the foundation is where you're at now in the stage of not knowing. You get a motherfucker who just as deeply yoked as you are, don't know shit, and y'all teach each other. And then, in the long term, you realize that, okay, I got what I need in life, you know. Because y'all built on it and put it together. You're not waiting for somebody to just pop up at the doorstep with everything already ready to go. You see what I'm saying?
I sure do. But, you know, I have a few people that I talk to on the phone, and we're building and everything like that. I have one prospect that's very strong, and I feel like that will be a perfect union. If and when it happens, he has, like, all the things that I really like in a man, and I like his, I like the sense of security that I feel with him as far as his confidence and his ability to handle all the things that come with dealing with me, because, you know, I'm a handful. Master, hold on. I see, gosh, to be more careful. Everybody's fucking mama want to talk tonight. Oh, shit, looking. Okay, I'm going to bring in 901-281. Thank you for calling Chocolate City Radio. You're live on the air with Chocolate Mommy and Princess Day.
What's going on with your chocolate? It's red-eyed.
Oh, hey, who the hell got something going on in the background? Rob, is that you? I know. Hold on. Let me mute Rob.
Because I'm getting a lot of feedback.
How you doing?
I'm kicking like chicken cake, funny. No, Ron, I don't have no kids. I don't have no kids, never been married. I'm 41, calling out of the Memphis area. Now everybody got valid points of what y'all are saying, you did. But I'm going to give you my perspective. Right. Now, I'm kind of leaning on chocolate side, but I feel everybody else side, you know. Everybody got a purpose in life of what type of person they're going to be dealing with another person. I got some females that I just kick it with. We go out the club. That's it. I got some females. We smoke green together. I got some females. We fuck partners. Whenever we both feel you want to deal with each other. So it all depends on how your alternative in life, whatever works well for you. It's just like if you're a warehouse worker, why you going to go to a restaurant? That ain't for you. You see what I'm saying?
Got you. So when was the last time you was in a relationship?
A year and 3 months ago. And the relationship lasted for 10 months.
Why?
We got to a point where we got tired of each other. It's like a routine with us. You know, we always was together. We really never had no our own time, you know, outside of the relationship. But in the same sense, some of y'all women, not all of them, don't get me wrong, some of y'all women, y'all say, y'all understand things in the beginning, and then later later on down the line in the relationship, you get to complain about the exact same thing you agreed you understood. I don't understand.
Because women lie to get the man, okay, women will conform. Like, when we first meet a dude, right, we listen to the shit that y'all tell us, right? And if she feel like you gonna be a good enough catch, all the shit that you say you like and all the shit you say you need, she gonna conform and be that motherfucker. She gonna accept it and everything. When she feels like she's comfortable enough and she feel like she got you, then guess what? Now she can show her true colors. Look, nigga, this shit ain't working for me no more. Like, in the beginning,
unless she's a brat like me who just doesn't even care and is gonna be up front from the get-go.
Yeah, see, but I got a solution to all of it. If a female tell me she through, she don't want nothing to deal with me, I'm gone. First go around, I'm gone. Now, don't constantly texting me and calling me trying to keep up with what I'm doing. Hey, you say you tired of me. Why you constantly trying to keep the cat with me? You know, you say, you tired, right? You got freedom now. Go on, do what you do. Let me do what I do. Don't try to keep up with what I'm doing and interfering with whoever I deal with. You know, that's how you get back at some of these females. When you don't bow down to them and tell them, oh, baby, don't do this to me. Don't leave me. Man, fuck that. Go on. I did fine before I met you. I'm going to continue to do fine afterwards. So 1 month, it don't stop a show. That's just my output.
True indeed, but you got some women that feel like, oh, motherfucker, without, when I leave, you're going to miss me. Ain't nobody going to do this. Ain't nobody going to do that. And it, I mean, and some females really, really believe that. I'm not one of them. I mean, shit, you leave me, you leave me. If I leave you, I leave you. The same way you met me, you'll meet another bitch. We good.
But see, that's only a handful of real women like you, Chocolate. That's what I'm saying. But whenever you see tall grass, you bound to see snakes. And so I've been walking in a lot of tall grass lately. So that's why I just do me, you know, because I'm not going to stress myself out over nonsense or negativity type shit. That ain't me. I'm too damn old for all that. Now, I would have played them games when I was a teenager or in my late 20s, but when I hit 30, man, look here. It's all about me and my career.
Don't forget to unmute Rob.
Oh, yeah, because I know Rob probably got something to say. And there's somebody else on a private number, and I just don't know who it is. Hold on 1 second. Whoever is calling from a private line, you're live on Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Hello?
Hello?
You hear me?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, I was on mute for a while. This is Mr. House.
Oh, okay. But it's like, everybody was talking. Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with Rob and the last guy, you know. Definitely agree with both men. But at the end of the day, let me say something about, you know, what you said. I think I have no problem with some of the issues that you're going through as well, but it sounds like you're dealing with false gods.
That
vibe and stuff and all that, you know, that's a false god right there.
So
you're going to put all your time and your energy and effort into that, then guess what? That's where you're going to receive that blessing. You must be one of a robot.
Who must want a robot?
Nah, you. You said that stimulates you.
Yeah, the LaToy.
Oh,
LaToy.
I mean, it's like,
so you mean to tell me that you wouldn't interact with a woman and her toy at the same time?
No.
You got it. I'm gonna be honest. Different. You got to pick one or the other. That's a false guard right there.
My take on that is. If it's something we're doing together as a joint venture, then I can vibe with it. You feel me? But when it's used to replace me, then that's a whole different story.
And then at the day, if you're trying to make a choose between you or it,
no,
if you love me, then you would let me do it how I wanted to, because it would be all about pleasing me, and that would please me.
Yeah, but let's just spend all the time and effort and energy into learning what pleases you. That's what I'm trying to get through, you know.
Well,
you know
that's for some for some women, that is the only way that they're going to get to a true point of climax, because it takes a lot more to stimulate a woman than it does to stimulate a man.
Well, I wouldn't say it has a lot to do with stimulation. It's a mental thing, just like you say it. It's mental.
Well, I said that already.
Yeah, because you said that. Excuse me, what is your name?
Princess May. And it that is true.
Yeah, because you said that earlier. I agree with you.
A lot of women don't climax, don't have never. I can tell you that probably 75% of women have never actually had a real climax.
That's true.
I'm going to be honest. Let me just say something real quick. First and foremost, if you're not really feeling that person anyway, then guess what? It's going to be, you're just going to be thinking in the flesh anyway, not the spirit, and it's not going to be true love regardless.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest. And what you were saying too, Ms. Chocolate, as far as about, you made a comment about as far as the good guys calling them nerds and all that. I'm going to keep it funky with you. I got a bad pass. And, you know, far as me, no, let me just say this real quick. Far as me getting over the hump and seeing that, you know, how can I put it? Like, I move forward and I groom. Oh, no, nah, you might miss out on a blessing, baby. Far as, you know, with a good guy out there, you know, because some brothers, you know, they've been there and done that.
Exactly. And two,
and once they get it, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you got to open up yourself as well.
Very open. I'm as open as it can be, but I'm just saying for me personally and the things that I do. Like,
listen, you need to read my book.
And they couldn't handle me. And it's not even on a sexual tip. It's just all across the board.
But listen, you got to, listen, let me just say this real quick. You got to work with a person, you know? Because at the end of the day, you know, both parties are committed. That's if it's going to grow.
Yeah,
you
grow.
And if y'all not working together, it's no teamwork.
Hold on, somebody got a kid. I mean, like I'm saying, I have tried that, the work and everything, and if it don't work, it don't work. I know what I like and I know what I want. I mean, I'm old enough to know I've tried several different things. So for me, when I settle down, I'm going to settle with what I want and what works for me. And what works for him, because it's going to be like the foundation will be laid. Like I was telling people, I've already found the person that I feel can do all of that. He can handle me, my career. He can handle my mind state, the way that I think. He motivates me. He supports me in any and everything that I do. He's very influential in the industry and everything like that.
Okay, okay.
So,
listen, let me say one thing that you've been saying the past time since I've been listening and the past time since I've been talking. I want. What about
I want.
You know, can you handle him? Like, are you willing to, you know, be that woman and, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, your man is going to be like your A-alike. You know, y'all going to see eye to eye. It's going to be like a mirror reflection. You know, that's if y'all become as one. You dig what I'm saying?
I handle him. That's why he calls me his best friend. You know what I'm saying?
But all y'all, but do you feel it in your heart?
Of course, I do.
So, okay, so you have no problem right now. So you found the one.
Yeah, I have no problem.
She got a few other potentials, too, and that's the thing.
Oh, well,
like,
she got
the like phase over there. She got two in the possible. You see what I'm saying? I mean, she got that one.
You know, I'm just
going to
say, karma real.
A few more.
Karma real.
I mean, so my thing is, I can handle him, he can handle me, we have worked out a nice little situation, you know what I'm saying? And it's not based on anything physical, it's all mental and emotional right now, I like that, you know what I'm saying? So when I do smash the homie, it's going to be that much better.
But that, you know what, that proves the point that I made earlier to you, which is that you can't just make a true connection with somebody on the first time, just smashing the first time out. It has to be just as much mental as it is physical. So thank you for proving my point, Chocolate Mommy. I greatly appreciate it.
Okay, but my ex-husband, we fucked on the first night and we was together 6.5 years.
Okay, but then it ended, correct?
Say what?
But it ended, correct?
Yeah, but it lasted, though.
A lot of times you might have fooled yourself.
To what?
You probably fooled yourself. Like, that was y'all connection. Because in life, see, life is about connections.
Yeah, our connection was fucked, got pregnant the first night, and we both wanted to do the right thing.
So listen, that's your foundation. That's what you grew up off of.
What I grew up off of, what, fucking the first night?
You said it out your mouth, not me.
I'm just saying,
it's like you planted a seed, and it grew from that.
My experience in life have me where I am right now. You know what I'm saying? So, my parents didn't sit there and be like, oh, you know what, Pamela, what you need to do is when you see a guy, you need to fuck him on the first night. No, situations happen.
I'm not saying that. Situations happen, but I'm just saying look at the connection, because a lot of times, you know, when you connect with a person, that's like, for instance, I don't know Rob or the other dude, but at the end of the day, I agree with them. That's our connection. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, so, you know, that's all I'm talking about, you know?
Like, but the biggest part of a connection is personality. If you can get along with that person and you see that y'all kind of on the same level, then, you know, that person may be good for you. Now, don't get me wrong, nothing lasts forever. So, me personally, I just enjoy the days as it goes on, and if it don't work out, I ain't going to be too fucked up about it. I can push on. You see what I'm saying? But if me and that woman can get along and we always have a good time whenever we go out, be together, even before sex even come into the picture, then that's going to be a pretty good relationship if both of y'all decide to get it to that level of being in a relationship. So when the sex come in, it's going to be the bomb. You dig? Hey, that's just me. You know, that's my opinion. That's what rolls good for me, you know, because I used to be, when I was earlier, I used to just go off body wise. You know, I don't give a damn how the personality is as long as I get mad. But when you get older, you grow out of a lot of dumb shit and you start having more respect for yourself and others when dealing with people. So, of course, it takes the physical attraction to get your interest. Once you get that interest, you see what that woman is talking about, where her mind is at, what goals and morals she has in life. And if it's decent, and then she has an outgoing personality like yourself, you know, love to have fun, laugh, and talk, then it's going to be all gravy right there. Now, if you got a female, all she talk about is specific shit, hey, you, I want, I need, then you know off the bat that ain't going to work.
Yeah, man, that's probably food on another level.
Exactly.
Hey, let me just say this real quick, Ms. Chocolate. That's why, hey, listen, you got to get my book, you know, Fragments, a.k.a. Incomplete Thoughts.
I had how you just cut him off in the middle of his statement.
No, I cut him off. I cut you off, brother?
Yeah.
Well, I apologize if it seemed like that. No, I just was, you know, just in the height of the conversation, that's all. I feel good right now. Y'all just got my spirits hot.
That's what's up, baby. Mm-hmm. Are you laughing at
me?
I ain't laughing at nobody.
Nah, he's making some good points.
I mean, honestly, this is good. And I feel like we should do a part two on Friday because I'm going to get the hell off of here. I need to eat. And no, Rob, I'm not going to go play with my toy, but I do need to feed
myself. I think you have Rob muted still.
Oh, yeah, Rob is okay. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Why you keep doing that, man?
Because it's a kid in the background.
Ain't no damn kid in my background.
But when we put you on mute, that noise goes away.
Well, I don't hear it. Stop doing that because it throws me off. I'll be trying to say something, and, I'm like a damn fool talking to myself.
Hey, man, you get two thumbs up for me, brother.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to chime in on the fucking conversation. I'm talking to my damn self. What kind of bullshit is that?
I feel you, bro.
Let me mute your ass.
You think, Daddy? How you gonna do it? You gonna stick your dick in your mouth? Is that what you gonna do? That's how you gonna
puke
it.
Do what? I didn't hear you.
He all
crunk tonight.
Like,
he like that every night.
Stick it in my mouth.
Yeah.
You gonna make me be quiet that way? You gonna feed me?
Alright, talk.
Man, they turned this into something else, man. What's the next topic?
This is the topic, sweetie. The show's almost over now. You have to tune in Friday.
Yeah, I'm messing with you. Stop being so serious.
When they put your account number in there, it comes up.
She's a nice person. What's your name again? You're so quiet in the background.
I'm Princess Nay, if you're talking to me.
Yeah, yeah. You said Princess May?
Princess Nay, N-A-E.
Oh, Nay. Okay.
Normally I'm not
quiet. You know, you're a little more serious. Everything will be all right. No, I like that. She's herself. She's more with the mental. That's all. That's what it's about. She's definitely into actions.
Let's play him in a little while. I want to play on my BBM for a minute to see if I can work it.
Oh, I know. I'm getting ready to go because I got to spend some time with my daughter because she got to go do 20 days in the county tomorrow, so
oh,
I got to go, damn, I got to go spend some time with her and whatnot and tell her that she can do that shit. I did 3 years, 8 months, and she can do 20 days. You know what I'm saying? Watching Dome, doing time, hell yes, over probation, any day, any fucking day. So,
how about to get out of that
life for real?
Huh?
So how about just getting out of that lifestyle?
It's not the lifestyle. Somebody hit her and she defended herself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she beat the dude ass and he punked out and he pressed charges. So she either had to do 2 years of probation or 20 days. Let him wear that ass whoop and you go do your 20 days and fuck that probation and them fees. Fuck that. You defended yourself.
Okay, to get her record with fun so that deal with this anymore.
But yeah, she defended herself. She said no. The dude got mad and punched her in her eye, and she remembered what my mother taught her. Pick up something, knock their ass out, and she used to fight with her brothers, and they taught her how to use her hands very well, so she beat his ass.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
she could get that record sponge.
We're going to get that. We're going to get that cleared. So we're not even.
Yeah.
We'll start working on that before she even gets out. That's what Princess Nay is here for. And luckily, I have some great connections, so we're going to get that fixed.
No, that's going to happen. All things possible through Christ.
Of course. I'm a firm believer through that. He got me through my 3 years and 8 months. You know what I'm saying?
You must have known who my connections were that I was.
Yes, Princess Nay is highly connected and highly favored. But, okay, now listen, guys. Friday night, 8 to 10 o'clock, same chop channel, same chop time. We're going to pick this up. So everybody that was on tonight and everybody that's listening, make sure y'all call back in because we're going to have some more shit to talk about. It ain't over. The party ain't over.
I get a request?
No.
What?
No, I can't request a song. What's wrong?
On Friday,
hear that job.
You can send it to us. On Friday, you can.
On Friday.
When we open up on Friday.
Well, y'all ladies need to listen to that Jaheim song, Forgetful.
I'll listen to it, and I'm going to be nice. I'm going to have you listen to something, but I'm going
to
be nice.
No, don't listen to what Jaheim has to listen to. Don't look her directly in the eyes. Get down. You better watch out, baby. Run for the hills because that cougar is on the prowl.
Listen, man. Baby killed Goliath.
Y'all is retarded. Y'all is retarded as hell.
David killed Goliath.
So, anyway, I'm getting ready to sign off. I would like to thank everybody that called in, and I most definitely would like to thank Ron and Red Eye, Sugar Dad, and everybody that was in the chat room on Blog TV. It is, like, awesome. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do is on Friday, we'll be back to pick up where we left off, and we're going to do the damn thing. Fair enough?
Sound good, sound good.
Okay, so you guys have a good night. Thank everybody for listening, and y'all have officially rolled the fuck out of the chocolate wave with Choc Mommy and Princess Nay. Now get the hell off my phone. Go do something constructive. For those of you that got some pussy to fuck, go fuck it. For those of you that got books to write, go write. For those of you that got kids to take care of, go take care of your kids. For those of y'all ain't got shit else to do, hit me on Twitter.
Oh, you off the hook. Go to buzzthis.net as well.
Good night.
All right, peace, everybody.